You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. For Black Hollywood Live's The Beat, I'm joined in studio by Miss Queen.
I'm in the building, don't get it twisted.
Yes, and we have a very special guest, celebrity host. We have Tania Torres.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Very excited you guys can catch her out on the next season of Wildin' Out. Very excited to have you here with us.
Rosa. Hey. My client Rosa's on Wildin' Out. Y'all just got back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We were shooting in New York.
Yeah, they were shooting in New York. That's great.
It was freezing.
I can just imagine. Look at you. You came out here, you were like, let me put my tank top on.
Yes. Look at her pretty boobs, everyone.
In New York covering them for too long.
Yeah, you gotta show them up.
Give them some hair.
That's why she was like, I need a camera and a platform, y'all. All right, so we have some stuff going on. Music news was kind of boring this week, but we did get some new releases, so I'm very excited about that. But before we get into that, let's talk about what has been trending. So the Oscars happened this past week, and first of all, shout out to John Legend and Common for winning Best Song.
My friend, I want to do a special shout out to Common's manager, who is my high school alumni. Her name is Ashana Ayers.
Great, so hopefully we can get Common in.
Yeah, she, you know, I did her hair for the Oscars, and they were really, really, really excited about Common possibly winning an Oscar. Mm-hmm. And Common is so humble. He went to church and everything before he went to the Oscars, and he remained positive, and he and him and John Legend won. I think that was a blessing. Mm-hmm. I think that was awesome. Shout out to Ashana. You're doing a great job with Common. Word up.
Yeah, some people were kind of complaining that John Legend and them, they made it a little political, but it is fucking political.
Right.
This was a big deal, so moving on from that.
Right.
My issue actually comes to Shonda Rhimes. And I'm always for someone, you know what I mean, critique. When you need fail, you need to critique. So Lady Gaga did this performance at the Oscars where she did, like, The Sound of Music, Julie Andrews, and all that.
And Julie Andrews was present there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't she?
And whom after the performance, now, I'm up and down with Lady Gaga, all right? You know, like, when Lady Gaga does some things, I'd be like, Gaga, come on. But this, you know, now, was any of the music my cup of tea? Absolutely not. You know what I mean? She could have been singing Mary Poppins for all the fuck I know. But she did a good job. Vocally, it was good. I watched the whole thing, all 7 minutes of that boring-ass Sound of Music shit. Like, that just ain't my music, you know? But waiting for her to fuck up or do a little something, she hit all the notes, and she did a very, very good job. She worked for 6 months to be able to perform this.
Wow.
And so Shonda Rhimes came out on Twitter and says, that was not okay. I mean, Idina Menzel is there. She's right there. And oh dear God, Julie had to hear that? So Twitter went mad at her and was like, girl, Gaga, of course, you know, Gaga's monsters. So she came out and she said, they said that she missed the point. And she said, I probably did miss the point. I am not a singer and everyone loved it. I don't know jack about singing, and clearly Gaga ain't thinking about me, so everyone breathe.
Right. Well, what do you think? Did you know anything about that? I honestly, I've been watching Gaga lately, and I've noticed she's been really trying to clean up her look. She's doing another Nicki Minaj movement.
She's not crazy with her wardrobe anymore.
Yeah, she's calming down a lot. You can now finally see what she looks like see her face. She's engaged now. She's trying to tone herself down. She's definitely doing a remake like Nicki Minaj did. And I commend Gaga. And for Gaga to even take on a responsibility to sing, the heels are alive.
Right.
you know, for her to even do that, that shows maturity on her part, because it's not so hard and rough. She wants to get into it a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? A little softer. Do things a little different now. And Sandra, chill. You're one of the dopest writers, but like you said, you don't know music. And I think at the end of the day, for Gaga to even get up there to do that in front of all those people was a brave move, because she's known as Lady Gaga. But give her a little props. She did something that was huge, and she took 6 months to practice. So that means this was something she was passionate about. God bless her. I think she did a great job. And Shonda Rhimes, you have Thursdays on lock, so I have nothing bad to say about you. Just let everybody live. Let people breathe.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about Gaga's whole transformation?
I like it. I like that she toned down and looks normal now. Mm-hmm. I give her all my props. She's
awesome.
She is. And so, you know, just hearing the 6 months she put into this, you know, that she did want this. This was something big for her. You know, and Shonda, I didn't hear you last weekend when the Grammys and Beyonce was singing Lettucey, you know what I mean? Like, right. Being like, hey.
But she, you know, some people are careful about...
Well, yeah, she didn't want the beehive. Because the beehive be watching on Thursday.
Well, what she don't know is the Munsters is just as strong as the beehive. Those two people right there, you can't really dig too deep on them. Because Beyonce, Lady Gaga, they have, like, Nicki Minaj, like, they have, like, the craziest diehard fans who will go nuts.
Yeah. For real.
Word.
Rihanna's in there, too.
Yeah, and Rihanna. But she don't give a fuck. She'll say what she needs to say on herself. She don't even need her people. She be like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, write me into one of your shows. You're trying to judge me. Like, write me into one of your shows, ho. Focus on that.
Randomly, speaking of Rihanna and Beyonce, I watched the movie Beyond the Lights last night.
Okay.
Awesome movie. Make sure you guys go check it out. Very interesting, though. I feel like the character from the movie was kind of inspired and pulled from Rihanna and Beyonce.
Really?
I don't know. So definitely check it out. I love the movie. It was awesome. All right. But speaking of Beyonce.
Oh.
Kid Rock felt the need to comment about Beyonce, and the Beehive went ham. They took over his Instagram.
Yes, I was about to say that.
Bitch was like toilet. No one TPs people's houses no more. They fucking harassed you. They troll your Instagram.
They trolled his script. They was like, some Kid Rock fans was saying something, and they was like, bitch, we took over. This belongs to us now. This belongs to the Beehive. Bitch, you have no wins here. Like, there's nothing you can say. Or if you're on Kid Rock page, you need to sit down somewhere, because it no longer belongs to him. It is now the Beehive.
They kept writing all the lyrics to Single Ladies. So Kid Rock came out and basically said, Beyonce doesn't have a purple rain.
Mm-hmm.
How are you the biggest star on earth? How are you so big, but you don't have a song like Sweet Home Alabama or Purple Rain?
Mm-hmm.
He said, everyone's like, Beyonce's so hot, she has a fat ass. Well, I like skinny white bitches with big boobs. So she doesn't really do anything for me. Now, of course, we know that the Beehive can get really sensitive when you talk about anything Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some sort of valid statement in what Kid Rock said as far as saying that Beyonce doesn't have a classic song that will last forever?
Like Whitney has, I will always love you. Kid Rock does. They do have Sweet Home Alabama.
Who? Kid Rock?
Not Kid Rock. The people. I don't know who it is, but I know the song. Is it the Beach Boys?
No, it is not the Beach Boys.
They have a song, California Girls.
Oh, wait, who is it? Sweet Home. Lynyrd Skynyrd. There you go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
That fried. My dad would kill me right now. Like, what? You know, so I started thinking, I was like, that's fucked up. Like, Beyonce is Beyonce. Like, you know what I mean? First of all, I would be like, to the left, to the left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But everyone kept saying Single Ladies, and I'm like, let's not make Single Ladies be the anthem for Beyonce.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, she had how many writers on it. So I think that's where Kid Rock is looking at it, with all the discussion of Beyonce lately, of, well, how many writers are on these Beyonce songs, where, you know, you have something like Sweet Home Alabama or Purple Rain, which is these artists who create the song, perform the song, and deliver it to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, as far as him saying, you know, Beyonce has a fat ass and he likes skinny white bitches, I mean, I just figure Kid Rock would like skinny white trailer park bitches. You know what I mean? So that I'm not mad at. But how do you guys feel about Beyonce doesn't have a purple rain?
I think all of her songs are purple rains.
Mm,
at the end of the day, I think Beyonce, no matter what no one is saying and what anyone tries to say about her, even myself, because she drives me nuts sometimes with the oversaturation, I think at the end of the day, Beyonce, she has more than enough songs that will last throughout time. Even though she doesn't have that purple rain, she doesn't need that. She has everything. She has the album that she dropped that nobody knew about it. That is a pinnacle moment for her.
And I guarantee you could probably sing three songs off that album.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, bitch, I will perform the whole album for you.
Because that's just his opinion. You cannot take away. She's talented. She's an entertainer. Mm-hmm. It's Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
So what would be your song if you were to say what is Beyonce's song? If someone was like, I don't know who's Beyonce is, and you'd be like, bitch, y'all know that song? What would it be?
Oh god, she has too many. I'm trying not to say to the left because you already said that.
I thought you were thinking Single Ladies in your head because I was like
that one too, yeah.
Oh, we got from the booth, Pretty Hurts.
Right.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, that's a great song, but that is not the song that I would have picked to be like, do you know about Beyonce's song, Pretty Hurts?
Crazy in Love?
But you know, let me just tell y'all this. When I lived in New York, this is why I love New York, the funniest homeless man situation happened to me. So he performs in Times Square to, like, big artists, and you could be like, hey, Marie, one thing, and he would start performing one thing. And so one time I was down there, and someone said to him, can you give us something special? He said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you Beyonce, Crazy in Love, from the BET. Remember when she did the Crazy in Love performance? Yeah. This man walked up the stairs from the train platform, went around the corner. We're all like, what? And you just hear, bow, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. He pops around the corner, comes down, slides down the stairs, and starts popping it and dropping it. The train came at the perfect time, and he hopped on the train. I was like, Beyonce is the ghost of Christ. Like, she really be in, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
This homeless man, I'm like, first of all, where did you even watch the BET Awards? Beyonce can do things, y'all.
But she's well known, and she has more than enough songs. One of my favorite songs that I want to walk out to on my wedding, or maybe not walk out to, but definitely do something after the wedding too. I love 1+1.
Mm-hmm. I hate
if it. I that shit is
no, it
hard.
Irreplaceable.
I don't know much about. Okay, anyway,
it is. And Neo gonna get paid for that for the rest of his life. Moving on from that, Chris Brown has been in the media.
I love him.
Apparently, Canada don't want Chris Brown no more. And he has this ongoing thing with Drake, and so he's been kind of shading Drake in the media. Twice.
My hands were cold. She's like nervous.
You've cold?
I'm freezing.
It's freezing.
No! You can't cover up. Yeah, you gotta keep them out. You can't cover them. Okay, sorry. They're nice.
So Chris Brown made two shots at Drake this week. He made a couple of them, but the two big ones right now are in reference with Rihanna.
Okay.
It was kind of like, well, who is she gonna go after me? You know, some rapper who can't sing. Then he went on to say that he revived Drake's career.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big statement. And so I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think, because, you know, he does the singing and rapping. And would you guys say that Chris Brown had anything to really do with Drake's career?
No.
It really blew my mind, because I know that they've had some sort of beef, and like, I never cared about the Chris Brown Drake fight in the club. Like, that stuff never really, see, our booth is saying hell no too. It never really did anything for me as far as looking at Drake a certain way or Chris Brown. I don't even like put them in the same musical category.
What do you think?
I'm a fan of both.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they have a lot of personal issues going mm-hmm. on, and they're just giving it to the public, and we really don't know the rest of the story. So we only know what they put out. So for him to say that, I don't know, that was big.
Mm-hmm. Who's the bigger artist, or is there one? Are they
equal?
There
isn't one. I think they're equal. And at the end of the day, I think I love Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll squeeze his butt if I could. But, like, at the end of the day, like I said, Chris is ranting. Yo, leave him the fuck alone. People don't get it. Like, stop fucking with him. And when I read the thing and it was saying, he was like, yo, why are we talking about this guy? We're not getting a check from him for discussing him. Like,
why are
we
giving him PR?
We're giving him PR. Why every time it's time for me to be interviewed, like, he has to discuss Drake? So that's why the smart remark came in about, I revived his career. At the end of the day, he knows Drake has yet to have a slow moment. He's been doing this thing. Right. Only person who had a slow moment in his industry has been Chris due to his problems with the fighting and going to jail and stuff like that. But I think he's just saying it and being sarcastic because he can't go anywhere without people talking about what happened 5 years ago with him fucking Rihanna up he can't go anywhere without people bringing up Drake. Let's discuss Chris Brown.
So that's my next question for you guys is, like, you know, when you become a celebrity in this world, how do you go from not talking about those things that made you relevant? You know, your music made you relevant, but this made you more relevant in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone's just so focused on this image of you. How do you get away from that?
I wouldn't even... Am I talking over you?
No.
Okay. Because, girl, I will keep going. I honestly would just ignore the questions, and I'll have my PR/management, they will have to review all of the questions that was going to be asked to me before I sit down and interview anyone, because Chris Brown has to shake this negative image of him.
Yeah.
Because he's a dope-ass talent, period. He's an amazing singer. He's an amazing dancer. He's an amazing performer. He's so cute. You know, right? He's so cute. He's young. And he's just been dealt the bad hand. Chris, I back you up all day,
I feel
son.
Like they're too hard on him.
They're hard on him. Leave him the fuck alone.
There you go.
Shit, as I sip my damn tea. Leave Chris alone.
Well, I know Drake's going to leave him alone because did you guys...
Sorry.
Do you know that Drake just broke a Billboard record?
What?
He has 21 songs in the top 50.
Wow.
Currently in rotation right now. And so I'm going to just go through them because I can't, like, it blows my mind. And most of them are off of his new album. At number 4, we have Only with Nicki Minaj. Number 5, Truffle Butter. Number 9, Energy. Number 16, Tuesday. Number 17, Legend. Number 19, 10 Bands. Number 22, Blessings featuring Big Sean. Number 23, Know Yourself. 26, No Telling. 27, Preach. 28, literally, 27, 26, 27, 28, 29, 32, Now and Forever, 34, Six Man, number 38, Jungle, number 39, Star 67, number 40, Madonna, number 42, Company featuring Travis Scott, number 43, Wednesday Night Interlude, number 45, 6 p.m. in New York,
damn,
and number 49, You and the Six. Chris, Drake ain't worried about you.
Drake has too much going on. Like I said, I think they're in the same boat. I don't think that there's one bigger than the other. I just think that pussy's in the middle of what's going on right now, and it's pussy that already moved on.
Oh.
Okay? That's pussy that moved on. So y'all fighting over truffle butter.
That was a good one.
Y'all fighting over
that was nasty.
Y'all fighting.
That was real dirty, though, for real.
Over past coochie. That coochie ain't even thinking about y'all. She's traveling the world and then moved on, and y'all still laying in the remnants of the past sexual capades. Move on. Stick your dick in something else.
Mm-mm. Bye, Felicia.
I think it's a lot more to that, because then Tyga is making songs about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. And now Chris Brown and Tyga buddy, so it has to do with a lot more too.
Yep.
A lot more deeper than the public know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I think it has something more to do than just some pussy.
Yeah. But pussy started it.
Yeah.
Pussy definitely started it.
Go watch Beyond the Lights.
Rihanna must got that. Rihanna be on that shit winding up.
This is like a box of Russell Stover.
Right. That Beijing cooch got these dudes wilding. Okay, moving on.
New releases this week. Estelle, True Romance. This album is everything. We've played a couple songs off of it. you have to download this album. I've been an Estelle fan for years with this girl, and I feel like she finally found her sound. It's like, it brings you back to this nostalgic 90s kind of feel. Something Good, that's the song that I recommend for y'all off of Estelle. How y'all like Estelle?
Yeah, I like Estelle, of course. Estelle's been hanging in there as much as she can.
Yeah.
She's been hanging in there. It's been years.
And I think she has an appearance on Empire coming up.
Really? That'll be a real good look for her as well.
Next, Big Sean, Dark Paradise. Obviously, we've talked about this album. It's out now, so check it out. And then we have two movie soundtracks that are about to, that just came out. Fast and the Furious 7.
Okay.
A lot of people on that. Kid Ink, Wiz Khalifa, Iggy Azalea. Now, I know we talk about Iggy Azalea a lot. I have to say... Okay. What you feeling about? Wait, I have to know what you feel about. We ask everybody what everyone feels about Iggy Azalea. What you feel about Iggy Azalea?
I hate bringing up her name.
Oh, well, you're gonna bring it up twice today because she got. I'm actually not mad at the song with her and Wiz Khalifa for this soundtrack.
I haven't heard it, so I'm.
Are you? You're not an Iggy fan?
No, I mean
no comment.
All right, and then the final soundtrack is 50 Shades
As
of
you
Grey.
Sip your tea.
50 Shades.
Oh wait,
what?
It's two girls and one boy. Usually the only girl with two boys. Now we can get Jesse.
Well, we're all girls. Oh, like Alexis is mad right up there.
What? Not the absolute shit queen. How dare you?
I forgot you, Alex, but you know. Okay, sorry.
50 Shades of Grey. Have you heard the Beyonce cover, Crazy? Well, it's not. She covered her own song, Crazy in Love. Mm-hmm. It's like a slow romance version. And then, hold on, I have to get it. You guys have to download this soundtrack just for this one song.
Let me hear it.
No, I'm not going to play it. It's too slow right now. Skylar Grey, I Know You. It's so awesome. And then we've also played The Weeknd. Remember their little, like, raunchy little video? Mm-hmm. That was off of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, really?
No, this soundtrack, I'm not a fan of movies in this day and age releasing soundtracks because I can go to iTunes and just hit the select songs. I'm not going to purchase the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
50 Shades, every song is dope. Right.
Is it a sexy?
Oh,
is
you will be smoking your blunts at night, girl, just like...
Really? Because I'm damn
some
sure...
Some
freak was, songs? Right. Oh,
it's a little bit of both. It's like emo in your head, then you're like, wait, I might want to do something right now, and you're like, oh, no. But I do have some songs for you guys to listen to and check out right now, and I want to kind of get your honest opinion on them. So the first one is Ed Sheeran.
I was definitely toting to that.
Of course you were.
I was feeling that shit, son.
And so he covered everyone's favorite song right now. You know what? I'm not even going to say the name of the cover. Let's just play it.
You got to move over to me, baby. Yeah.
He got it for the low, low. If you stitching, I go loco. I hit you with that trencher, oco. If you're thinking that I'm solo, a 50 deep, I'm like, oh no. I heard the feds taking photos. I know nothing, not the popo.
Hey.
Baking soda, I got baking soda. Oh, baking soda, I got baking soda.
Killed it.
Whip it through the best, man. I'm blowing money fast and oh, I'm in love with a coco.
Hey. His little bedhead.
I got it for the low, 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 low. Oh, I'm in love with the coco.
They all have it. Ed Sheeran. Coco
it.
Cover. Y'all liked it?
I loved it. I was high as hell watching this. Last night I was toting. So when I played that shit, I was in my room like, yes. I don't know if I want to hear the rap again. I want to hear a whole CD. All right, I'm going to put it out there. I want to hear a whole CD of rap songs switched to...
Acoustic
rap songs switched to R&B. Like the guy who does... remember the movie when he goes, I take you to the candy shop. But he was singing it. You know
what
I'm talking about?
That?
You remember what I'm talking about, right?
The Hangover.
The Hangover. Yeah.
All right, Alexis, you better be...
I'm being Sean today.
Yeah. I mean, this brings me back to remember when Snoop Dogg came out with Gin and Juice?
Okay.
And then that country band came out and did their cover of it, and it did really well.
Really?
It was dope, too, yeah. So, I support it.
I support it.
I don't know if I want to hear Eddie do a whole album of that. Vol. I'd like to hear some Adele step in. You
yeah,
know
different
I mean?
People.
Yeah.
Different people. I support that. I enjoy that.
Let's talk to Tank about that.
Right.
All right. This next girl, she's not new, but I wanted to put her on here.
Way to rub a day.
I love her. KK Holiday. Way to rub a day. She is an island artist, and the video's a little raunch.
But I enjoyed it. It was cool.
Talking about safe sex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Smell a lot of swisher sweets with the dash of Chanel. Clean cut top polo with the blue jeans. They might talk to me. In one fee do tea. Look how me pose up.
Make him see a little bit. I love her hair.
I love her hair too.
Jamaica, no mistake. Short, so short, got the woman them hating. The man trusted. He make me laugh. He looking at my eyes. I know he wanna hide.
A weird aroma there.
KK Holiday, Wet a Rubber Day. How y'all liking it?
I like it. She reminds me of Petra from back in the days.
She's real sexy. Uh-huh. And it's, I love her voice.
Me, right? Yeah. And there's nobody like her right now.
Nobody. Mm-hmm. She can do good.
Yeah. She can.
She reminds me of Petra. Her hair was neat. She invested in her video. And it reminds me a little bit a little bit of the 90s into the early 2000s type of feel as well.
Yeah.
Because it's something about sex. Oh, where the rubber there? Like, I can hear that playing in the 90s or the early 2000s. I think she has a good thing. Good for you, KK Holiday. And I don't like many new people, but I'm fucking with you, yeah. Son.
I love all that.
You liking it?
Yes. I love it.
I like the, I don't know, there's the, it is something about the song that does, that I love doesn't that you talk on that. It brings me back to that. More early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Yeah, that late 90s.
Take it to the
high.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boom. I'm into it. So, KK. And she has a whole bunch of other stuff online, so make sure you guys check it out. KK Holiday.
Definitely
support her.
Giving me Petra.
All right. Now, you know, we're always talking about artists over here, and I was like, you know what? I'd be searching. And so, I found these people from the UK. Well, so I found this one girl. Her name is Paigey Cakey. And she has some stuff that's dope, some stuff that maybe it's a cultural thing that I can't really get into. But I found the song Yellows featuring Paigey Cakey, and the song's called Cake. And I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but I don't know, I kind of enjoyed it. It's interesting, so take a look and a listen, and let's hear what y'all think. I mean, I know what I think about this man. He is
everything.
He's cute.
Oh.
And then that accent,
Jesus. Yeah, you are.
She's like, hello.
You're like, bitch, call me the baker's man. I'll
take your lady, then make your lady. I ain't hyping on the spot. I'll cake it like a baker make it. That's the icing on the top. Hit me up so I can wrap it up. Ooh, you're a cake, you're sweet and yet you're bitter. Light it up, we'll pose and take a picture. I'm your cake, come sweet and yet I'm bitter.
I got bars, I swing with monkeys. I drop pants like I'm the
get up back,
shot of brandy.
Just watching him eat that cake.
Yellow's featuring Paigey Cakey Cake. So what was you paying attention to?
Yes, I'm hungry now.
Shit, made me want to go sprinkle after this.
He, you see how that girl was rapping? And you see how you heard her accent?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm asking, Iggy. That's all I'm asking.
Great.
That's all I'm asking.
Interesting.
That's all I'm saying. You see how she's rhyming and we hear her? You feel me? That's all I'm saying. Can we get a real true Australian... excuse me. Can we get a real true Australian rap from you? Mm. Please. Mm-hmm. Can we get that from her? Mm-hmm. Now, in regards to the video and the song... What? What?
What
happened? Did I just throw you off?
Nope, not at all.
You know you'd be mad at me when I'd be looking in the camera, but I have to address the people.
Yeah, anyway. Well, what's I saying? But Yellows and Paigey Cakey.
I like it. I think the video is very European. Mm-hmm. The graininess of it. If you were to watch the video, you can definitely see that is not something made in America. But that's how the videos look over in Europe. Mm-hmm. They have a totally different look, and I like it. I like the song. I think it's good. The girl reminds me of Gucci Louis Prada,
Little Debbie. Little Debbie's homegirl.
Gucci Gucci, and I follow her. She just said Kayshawn.
Yeah.
Kayshawn. She has this girl who used to roll with her. The girl reminds me of her. I think it's cool. I like the European group. What you think? Other than being hungry, watching them cupcakes.
I think it's dope. I like it.
Did you know? So, okay, I was saying culturally different because part of me, like how you were talking about the KK holiday thing. The sound doesn't sound like now, America now.
It sounds
It kind of sounds like maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah, like it's old. Not old, but it's been played for a while. Is this a newer song for them?
Within the past year, yeah. Hmm. So, but I mean...
But over there, they behind anyway. They're a little behind anyway when it comes to hip-hop like, over here, yeah, musically over here. So they're a little behind. So they could probably be going off of a vibe that we did probably 4 or 5 years ago.
But again, like you said, love it. It's authentic.
Yeah, I like it.
It got the message across. It was fun. We was all sitting here shaking our shoulders. And now you got us hungry. Moving on from that. So, Queen, we've played him before. You really liked him. He has a new video out.
Oh, God.
I believe it came out today, actually.
Okay.
Tory Lanez, Henny in Hand. Let's take a look. I love this guy's voice.
You always give me the side eye, though. You be looking at me like, Queen, please be nice.
No. I know you're going to be nice for this one.
Oh, it's a chandelier.
Because he paid money for his video.
Okay, let's see. Turn it up, Alex.
Don't get pregnant right now. Let's watch the video.
Turn this up, Alex. Thank you, Jesus. Really? What? Yo, where he at?
Tory Lanez, Henny in Hand.
He did that.
You like it?
Grown and sexy, yes. I like the video and the song.
What you thinking?
Yo. You know where that shit took me?
Where it took
the bedroom, I'm assuming.
That shit just
sound like
me.
An ER office, the way you was about to get delivered.
That shit just took me back to Janet Jackson, Velvet, Velvet Rope. Mm.
I will give you that. Mm. Oh, all right, bitch.
Yo. That just took me back to
perform
Velvet.
Throb.
That just took me back to Velvet Rope. Whoever this man is, we need that.
Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm. Tory Lanez, we need that. That shit is sexy. I'll get pregnant off of that.
Right. That's what we promoting here, baby making music.
Oh my God, to Journey. That shit just took me back to Red Velvet. Velvet Rope by Janet Jackson. The song is called Journey.
Well, guess what?
That shit is sexy. That shit got my eyes mad low. I'm got horny just that fast.
Well, I'm about to give you the ice bucket.
Look, I think I need to touch her boob.
I'm about to give you the ice bucket challenge right now because I'm about
sweating.
To ruin your whole daydream.
No.
Iggy Azalea and Jennifer Hudson released this video. Now, here's the thing. I did not want to like this song. I was really upset that Jennifer Hudson worked with her. And I only added it today because I watched the video and I was like, I fuck with it. I can't even be mad at it.
Okay,
I fuck with it. So here it is. Iggy Azalea, Jennifer Hudson, Cake.
I'll be honest.
Whoa, what's with this cake?
Everybody cake. Want cake because we got a hoo-ha's.
I'm sorry,
cakes.
Trouble.
Oh, this is trouble? What happened? Why we got cake up here?
My bad.
By accident.
My bad.
She's getting her actress on.
Trying.
Right. I should've known you were bad news. From the bad boy demeanor and the tattoos. Cause most guys only want one thing. But I'm undecided trying to figure out if that's you. Either way though, I think you're worth a test drive. Cause ooh, you're so much better than the next guy. And a little trouble only makes for a good time. So all the normal red flags be a good sign.
Don't you come in thinking goodbye. Trouble to me. I can tell by the way that you lean and the way that you kiss your teeth and you turn up so fresh and clean. Smells like trouble to me.
Iggy Azalea, Jennifer Hudson, Trouble. What y'all thinking? I feel like Jennifer Hudson had to put the stamp on it. Mm-hmm. She, you know what I mean? It took the song to another place. What are you thinking?
It's not, I like it. You know when you hear a song, you don't really like it, but then when you we keep
see the
hearing
visual?
It, you end up like, yeah, I actually
oh,
want
so
to
you've heard this
it.
Before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, probably grow onto you. It's not bad. It's not bad.
All right, I'm going to be real. I think I like the song. Shoot me. Put a gun to my head right now, please. Just shoot me. Okay. I think I like the song. And I think in order for Iggy to get back in good graces with America, she needs to do more happy things like that.
Mm.
I think she needs to switch out of from that who dat to shit like that, more popish rap, which is what we already say that she is. But I think this was okay. I think this is a little softer. Her body was covered. Mm-hmm. So I think this was a cleaner look for her, and I think this was okay. I think this is more fun. And I think she needs to do more fun things to get back in good graces with her, because that hardcore hip hop rap shit, we not feeling her with that.
Yeah.
But I think this will work because this is gimmicky.
I liked the flow in it, but listening to it actually now versus before, I would love to hear the actual, like someone to leak out her studio sessions. Because I want to hear how what they're putting on top of her voice to make it sound certain ways. Because listening to this now, it almost sounded as if there was somebody else on the track with her. And it could have just been the way they layered her voice or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that would be really interesting. Because they'd be doing that to Britney Spears all the time.
No, you gotta layer in the studio.
Yeah.
You gotta layer.
But I want to hear
how she
that accent
right.
really
I
sounds.
I wish it was a fly on a wall.
But I think that her career is about to change in a very big way. Recently, because she is doing this. I've noticed that now she's working with certain big celebrities to give her that stamp. The next one is actually going to be Britney Spears. So
that'll
she'll have
good.
A single out with Britney.
That'll be cool. As long as she has to get away from
because we
coming for her. You can't, because she's like, you can't be in the black culture, and when there's things coming, you don't even send out a condolences or anything, and your response to that is, I don't have to reply to any of that shit. She needs to switch to this, because with this, we just listen to her like, okay, she's, you know, this is cool, mm-hmm. but we're not getting deep, because when you in hip hop, we listening to the words you saying, we listening to how you flowing, mm-hmm. we listening to your tone, your accent, we listening to everything. But if she do some stuff like this.
I feel like this is good for Jennifer
this
Hudson, too.
This is good for Jennifer Hudson, too. I really didn't mean to be looking over here, but I'm thinking. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I think if she does this, I think she'll be on a better path than where she's been. And I think it'll clean her up a little bit.
All right.
And cover her fucking ass. Because I damn sure did tag you in that picture on Twitter of her her full body nude, even though you tried to say
about white chicks.
She does look like the girl from
No, but
White
you
Chicks,
can't
though,
stop looking at it and thinking that. Yeah, Snoop Dogg, you really did that.
But her pussy was all out in the picture on Twitter. One of you guys tried to say it
I
was,
said I do not think that was real.
I think
it was Photoshop.
It was real, and I think it was real.
Look, I grew up looking at celebrity nudes, and so I've become like a very good.
So you know what her hoo-ha looked like?
No, but I can tell a Photoshop picture versus the real thing. I just can't picture any instance in which Iggy Azalea is laying on a couch like, yeah, take a picture of me with a dildo in my ass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where are you doing
unless
that at?
Her man.
Maybe.
You know,
like,
her man is
know.
Black. You know, they be janky.
This is not like Brian Pumper uncut. Like, get your life. Tanya, so you just got back from shooting Wild and Out.
Season 7.
Season 7. What was that experience like?
It was
wonderful. I had a great time just like meeting all the comedians and wilding out people. Everybody's so talented. I was blessed to be there. It was fun.
And now you're going to be one of the, what do they call the girls?
Wild and Out Girls.
The Wild and Out Girls?
Yeah.
And so now, are we going to get new comedians this year? Or?
I'm not sure how they do that. I just did season 7, so I'm kind of new to it all.
And they shoot out of New York?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did New York this season. We did season 7. It was in New York.
And now, as you came back, you were kind of telling me a little bit that you're actually going to be starting a online store?
Yeah, it's an online boutique.
Talking to your mic.
T2 Collection.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an online boutique. We're going to have other...
And what made you want to get into... Well, first of all, why is it called T2?
Oh, T2 is me and my sisters, by me and Tammy Torres, Tamara Torres.
Oh.
So it's T2, because Tanya, Tammy.
And in 2015, with, you know, there's a lot of people coming out with boutiques or, you know, clothing lines. What are you guys going to offer to people that is different from the rest? What does the two T's got? An I and a sense of style of that's going to be delivered.
Everything's going to be handpicked by us, so... If you like it, you like it. It's going to be hot.
Will it be any plus size clothing?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Because
they forget about us.
No, of course. No.
That's all right, though.
And when can we expect that up?
I got big sexy friends, too.
Well, you better, because I got my fat ass. My booty mad fat and is born that way. I got a fat, juicy booty. And I need my juicy booty and some tea, too.
Boom.
Got that juicy booty.
If you got them juicy booties, you got T2.
And I don't need I don't need my booty to be lifted with them contraptions that bitches be wearing. My shit is natural.
Wait, can we really talk about some of these contraptions though?
Yes.
Khloe Kardashian took us picture the other day, and I was
really from Prima Donna.
I just seen it.
What, the waistband?
I'm nervous for some people with that.
With the waistband? No. Waist training is real. And waistbands...
Yeah, but I heard that's not healthy for you because it, like...
It depends on the one that you're using. The silver...
What
the
she used?
Metal... She used the Prima Donna joint. Prima Donna. This girl named Prima Donna. She's on Instagram. I don't know
if
you
said
know
it, you think it works?
No, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh. It does.
I've seen... She looks great.
She's been waist training, but working... When you work out with it on, it burns a lot of calories on your waist.
She looks really good.
She probably hasn't worked until.
Yeah.
On top of that.
God damn.
She's getting it in the gym. Yeah, okay.
Right. All right. So, Tanya, where can everyone keep up with you, follow you for all your projects coming up?
She's on so Instagram. Cute. At it's Tanya Torres. Follow me.
Boom. Queen.
Follow me. Nah, you of course you guys know Instagram at Queen Wink and Twitter at Queen Live. And for your great extension needs, go to Wink Lux.
They want that luscious hair that you got on right now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is old hair. This ain't even the creme de la creme.
Well, there you guys have it. You guys can hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure you guys keep up with Tanya on Twitter. And you guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Miss you, Sean.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.